like to welcome everybody to the Senate Transportation Housing Committee, and we want people to silence their cell phones, please. We have some bills today that are back on concurrence. The bills cannot be amended in the committee. We just vote up or down, and they will not go to appropriations, and our options are either to hold the bills in committee pursuant to Rule 2910, or allow the assembly amendments to be concurred in. They'll be sent to the floor. So we will start with the SB 715. I'd like to, Tom Allison, you here? Yeah, there he is. 27 years and you're retiring today? Is this the last meeting? So congratulations. Yeah, just for me as a Bay Area resident and a Bay Area Air Quality Management District, I just heard about your retirement. Congratulations. And thank you for your service to our communities in the Bay Area. Okay, Senator, do you have the floor? You may present.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Frankly, a little excited to present this bill to you, my first in this committee. This is SB 715, which supports the creation of local jobs by allowing construction apprentices who operate heavy equipment and cranes the continued opportunity to learn their trade and further their careers. As you know, the California ARB has adopted regulations in an effort to reduce harmful carbon emissions from in-use off-road diesel vehicles. Thanks to these measures, California has cut anthropogenic sources of black carbon emissions by more than 90% since the 1960s, and then half again by 2020. The ARB has achieved these successes while also carefully balancing the need for reasonable exemptions from these standards. State registered apprenticeship programs use heavy older equipment to prepare employees for a career in construction trades, and they use these in two sites. The operating engineers do that in two sites in the state. It is important to note that the equipment used in training is used significantly less than on a job site. It cannot be removed from the apprenticeship training center, and it is estimated that the equipment is used about 4 hours per week. As compared to at a job site, it can be 1,500 to 3,000 hours annually. So, but apprenticeship programs that operate this equipment have to spend millions of dollars to retrofit their equipment to comply with existing standards. This bill seeks to relieve those nonprofit programs from an additional investment of $20 million and allow an exemption for vehicles owned and operated by a state-registered nonprofit apprenticeship training program like the Jobs Corps program, which also has this exemption. In the scope of the overall statewide emissions inventory, the apprenticeship training fleet is de minimis. It's a de minimis contributor, but critical for creating more quality jobs. SB 715 respects the achievement environmental goals and employment creation while balancing the needs of California. I respectfully ask for your aye vote today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Witnesses in favor, please come forward.
Tim Crammons, International Union of Operating Engineers and sponsors of the bill. Thank you. A couple of quick points, if I may. These training programs that we're looking for an exemption along with agriculture and the Job Corps, on this apprenticeship training equipment, we average roughly 150 to 300 hours per year, or in a typical construction setting, equipment will average 1,700 to 2,500 hours per year. And when these equipment is used at the training sites, they are low thrust, low volume. There's not a lot of exertion, so less pollution. Also, this applies to a very narrow universe. This is only those training programs that are certified by the State Apprenticeship Council. Of the building trades, we are the heavy equipment training program, and as the Senator said, one north and one south. And the issue why training programs are unique as to a contractor, our training programs, their fleets have to have a diverse set of equipment. They have to run the whole gamut so the apprentice can be trained on all the equipment. Where a contractor has a couple pieces of typical one type of equipment, they can change it out to meet their goals. And as in our training programs in Southern California, we've had to retire out of a fleet of 40 vehicles just to meet the standards. And we're now developing gaps in our curriculum on training apprentices. Out of a budget of $25 million, we've had to spend 25% of that budget on upgrade and anticipate at least that much next year. We're compliant through almost 2022, but as the trend continues, we're going to have much larger gaps in our curriculum, and I ask for an aye vote.
Okay, thank you. Other speakers?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Jeremy Smith here on behalf of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. Mr. Kremins hit the nail on the head. This is about ensuring there's continued access to training programs for apprentices. Construction is booming right now. There's thousands and thousands of apprentices out there, many of whom are doing operating engineer training. We need to make sure that they can continue to have access to that training and become journeymen and women. Thank you.
Other speakers? Just
Mikhail Scavarla on behalf of, with the Gualco Group on behalf of the California Council for Environmental Economic Balance. The operating engineers and laborers are members of our organization, and it's important that their apprentices have the appropriate equipment to train on so that they're valuable to the workforce. Again, this equipment is more diverse than what you would find in an in-use fleet, which is predominantly where they get most of their training, is out in the field for that 1,000-hour apprenticeship.
Thank you.
Thank you, urgent aye.
Other speaker, can we have just people that indicate their support and name of their organization?
Mr. Chair, members, Sarah Flox, the California Labor Federation, in support.
Okay, thank you. Okay, a little bit, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Jose Mejia with the laborers. Just a very small comment. We also have facilities where we do have some equipment that requires, so obviously not the size that the operating engineers train in, but we do have equipment that would be extremely expensive to retrofit. I ask for your vote.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Danny Curtin from the California Conference of Carpenters, in support. The best way to keep emissions down is to have well-trained operators. And if Mr. Kremins is hitting the nail on the head, that's our jurisdiction, buddy.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. They're not going to have a jurisdictional battle here.
I don't know if I can follow that. John,
no, we can't do that.
Southwest Regional Council of Carpenters in support of this bill.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Felipe Fuentes on behalf of the Associated General Contractors of California in support of this very narrow but very important exemption. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, other speakers in favor? How about opposed? Please come forward. Yeah, welcome. I have a...
Mr. Chairman, Senators, Bill McGavin with the Coalition for Clean Air. We agree with the author and the supporters on the importance of apprenticeship programs, but we think that this issue should properly be directed to the staff of the Air Resources Board rather than seeking to legislate an exemption, particularly at the very end of the session. We don't want the trainees to be breathing toxic air. We also don't want people who are living or working downwind to be breathing that toxic air. This is a very important rule, the in-use diesel rule for off-road equipment. I would say it, along with the on-road rule, are probably the two most important measures in the last 20 years for reducing air pollution in California. So we don't want to see any loopholes, any exemptions. It's been in effect for, I think, over 10 years, and as you're analysis rightly points out, providing an exemption for one category through legislation could lead to other industries coming to the legislature in the future to seek further exemptions. In fact, earlier this year, Assemblymember Acosta introduced a bill to provide exemptions to this same rule for crane operators, and that bill was held in Assembly Transportation Committee, and the committee told the supporters that they should be going to the Air Resources Board with this, and we think that's the way to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we call a roll, please? We have a quorum.
Senator Bell?
Here.
Bell present. Canella?
Here.
Canella present. Allen? Dodd? Dodd present. Gaines? Galgiani? Present. Galgiani present. McGuire? Morrell? Roth? Here. Roth present. Skinner? Hi. Skinner present. Fidak?
Present.
Fidak present. Wachowski? Wiener?
Present.
Wiener present.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Brendan Tuig on behalf of the California Air Pollution Control Officers Association, represent the executive officers from all 35 local air districts. We also recognize the value of these apprenticeship training programs, but we don't want this to come at the expense of public health, both on the apprentices who are operating the machinery and the nearby communities. We don't know where these centers are located. Are they near sensitive receptors? Are they near schools? The regulations have been in place. The regulations have been in effect since 2007. And so the first phase of the compliance period begins January 1, 2019. But then they have until 2028 to fully clean up their fleets. Also, note that in the last, 11 and a half years, we're not aware that that they have gone to ARB to try to get their issues addressed, and like Mr. McGavern points out, we think that's the appropriate place to do this. So it's pointed out that the Job Corps programs have an exemption, but of course the difference there is that happened through CARB with all of the information to make sure that sort of at the 11th hour that you're not making errors and perhaps creating loopholes and whatnot. So I'll also point out that it was talked about the amount that these vehicles are used, that this equipment is used, and it, by my math of what's been said, some of it comes out to about 200 hours. The member pointed out 4 hours a week, 52 weeks, so just over 200 hours. Well, there's a low-use exemption in the regulation. So I'll wrap it up. Thank you, Mr. Chair. But there is an exemption. So I think there's a path to that, and I appreciate your no vote. We're very concerned about the precedent.
Thank you. Others?
Mr. Chair and members, I'll be brief. Tom Addison with the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. Echo the comments of my colleagues. Just one additional point. We at the Bay Area Air District give away millions of dollars through good diesel cleanup grant programs, Carl Moyer, Prop 1B, and other cleanup programs. We would suggest that those funds have been available since 2007 to help clean up these engines. My staff wasn't able to identify any grant requests for this funding program. Thanks.
Okay. Questions? Do we have any other speakers? Yes. Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, Eddie Moreno on behalf of Sierra Club California in opposition.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any questions from the committee?
Move the bill.
We have a motion. No questions. Comments? Closing comments?
I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay. Members, I think this is something we need to do. And I would support the bill. However, I would say this. I would say if you guys can get together, you might be able to find, with the help of our staff, opportunities for the construction labor organizations to secure grants, Carl Morrow grants, other kinds of grants that we can explore to upgrade the equipment for the training programs. So if it's eligible, I don't know. I have no idea today if it is. But there's a possibility that we could work together to come up with something to help get the equipment because, after all the contractors are going to have this equipment now. So we want them trained in the equipment that has our wonderful operating engineers and other construction trades are going to be using. So we have a motion. We call the roll, please.
This is Senate Bill 715 by Senator Delgado. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen? Dodd? Dodd, aye. Gaines? Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire? Morrell? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner? Bydak?
Aye.
Bydak, aye. Wachowski? Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. 6-0.
We have six votes in favor. We'll leave the roll from having Senator Portantino. Thank you, Senator Vasquez. Thank you. We have Senator Portantino, and you have the floor for SB 502. Senator, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. SB 502.
We have a motion for the bill.
It's a good bill. helps move people, helps save lives. Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay, thank you, Senator. We have witnesses.
Keep it short.
Witnesses, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Andrew Antwi here on behalf of Metrolink, the Southern California Regional Rail Authority.
We love the bill.
And we support the bill.
Okay. We have other witnesses, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Moira Topp on behalf of the Orange County Transportation Authority. We did have concerns with the prior version of the bill.
Now we love the bill.
And now we love the bill. We ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Okay. Now we have love in the room. Can we have any other witnesses in favor? How about anybody that is not in favor? I won't make any disparaging remarks about them. So we have a motion. Any questions from people in the committee on the bill? Do you have any closing remarks?
We love the bill. Respect.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Thought you'd say that. Okay, so we call the roll, please, on this.
This is Senate Bill 502 by Senator Portantino. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Gaines? Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire? Morrell? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski? Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
8-0, we'll leave that bill on call.
Great bill.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know what bill you're presenting, but.
Presenting SB 519.
Okay. Please proceed.
Thank you, members. The bill does a simple thing. It authorizes Caltrans to lease at a discount up to 10 parcels of airspace under freeway or other real property to the City of Los Angeles and the City of San Jose for homeless shelters, emergency shelters, and feeding type programs. And that's the bill.
All right. We have a motion. Witnesses in support.
Mr. Chair and members, Andrew Antwi with Shawyer Antwi here today on behalf of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. We thank the author for bringing the bill forward. It allows the City of Los Angeles to partner with Caltrans to provide emergency homeless shelters and feeding programs. Ask for your aye vote.
Others in support? Is there any opposition? We have a motion or any comments or questions from the committee? All right, seeing none, we'll call the roll.
This is Senate Bill 519 by Senator Bell. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Gaines? Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire? Morrell? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski? Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Okay. What's... There you go. Morrell, no. Okay.
Morrell, no.
Okay. We have 8 votes in favor. Leave the roll open for absent. I'll lift the call for the members that came in, and we'll allow you to vote so you can move on to your next endeavor. So lift the call on the bills, please.
This is Senate Bill 715 by Senator Delgado. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen? Chair and Vice Chair voting aye, 7-0. Senator Allen, Gaines, McGuire, Morrell, Skinner,
aye.
Morrell aye, Skinner,
aye.
Skinner aye, Wachowski.
That vote has that bill has 9 votes, and we'll leave the roll open for absent members. Okay. Okay.
This is Senate Bill 502 by Senator Portantino. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen, Gaines, McGuire, Morrell.
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Wachowski. 9-0.
9 votes in favor. Thank you, everybody.
That's it for
now. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll leave the roll open for the absent members here. We'll thank everybody here that's here. Thank you. That's it. That's all. Do we have 3 members? Can we lift the calls, please, on the bills?
This is Senate Bill 502 by Senator Portantino. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen, Gaines, McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wachowski.
That's 10 votes in favor. We'll leave the roll for absent members.
This is Senate Bill 519 by Senator Bell. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen, Gaines, McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wachowski.
That is 9 votes in favor, 1 opposed. Leave the roll open for absent members.
This is Senate Bill 715 by Senator Delgado. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen, Gaines, McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wachowski.
10-0. We'll leave the roll open for absent members. Can we lift a call on the bills, please?
This is Senate Bill 502 by Senator Portantino. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen, Gaines.
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Wachowski. 11-0 now.
That's up to 11-0.
This is Senate Bill 519 by Senator Bell. This is Senate Bill 519 by Senator Bell. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen, Gaines.
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Wachowski, 10-1.
10-1, and we'll leave the roll open for the absent member.
This is Senate Bill 715 by Senator Delgado. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen, Gaines.
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Wachowski.
That is 11 votes in favor. We'll leave the roll open for absent members. All right, let's lift a call, please.
This is Senate Bill 502 by Senator Portantino. The motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen, Wachowski.
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. 0.
Okay, that is 12 votes That motion passes.
This is Senate Bill 519 by Senator Bell. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen, Wachowski.
Aye.
Wachowski, aye.
That is 11 votes in favor, 1 opposed. That motion carries.
This is Senate Bill 715 by Senator Delgado. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Allen, Wachowski.
No.
Wachowski, no. 11-1.
That is 11 votes in favor and 1 opposed. That motion carries. Thank you, Bob. Transportation Housing Committee is adjourned.